Jess in with you this morning for Hunter Valley Today. Thanks to Elders Insurance Hunter Valley, always there for you. From sitting here in the studio in the Upper Hunter, looking out at just dirt, to watching the TV and seeing Queensland farmers, it's absolutely heartbreaking watching them lose their livelihoods, all of their stock, the drought, the flood and fire in Tasmania. I mean, our farmers just can't win right now. As somebody who's been making his way across the country, we haven't caught up with him for a while now. Brian Egan from Aussie Helpers joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
G'day, Jess. Good to talk to you, mate.
Now, where in the world are you this morning?
Well, look, just in Mount Gambier in South Australia. We've been over here for a few days trying to assess the place. It says different pockets of drought in South Australia, but nothing as severe as what's happening in New South Wales.
And I mentioned Queensland. I know the last couple of days I've had to switch the TV off. I just can't see the vision anymore coming out of Queensland of hundreds of thousands of stock just being washed away from with water and farmers losing their whole livelihoods. I mean, what can we do for Queensland? We saw the Department of Defence were dropping hay for some stock that is alive but stranded. What's the plan from Aussie Helpers' point of view?
Well, Jess, we actually can't get in there until some roads to drive on 50 roads on the properties, because most of the properties are just isolated by, there's like islands out there. It's just a whole sea in northwest Queensland at the moment. So, but we're working on a plan to get in there probably in 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll have our people going out to visiting the stations, and the stations are the ones that normally get forgotten in these circumstances. You know, the rescue sort of recovery mission sort of concentrate on town. But we'll be doing the properties. We know most of the people on the properties anyway, and so we'll be able to offer them whatever we can help them with, and psychological counselling and stuff like that.
Yeah. And have you heard from farmers in Queensland as yet? I mean, what kind of stories are you hearing out of Queensland?
Well, just devastation. You know, the initial reaction from anyone up there is, God, you know, our whole livelihood's gone down the drain. But, you know, I suppose it's going to take weeks to sort out what's left and what's not there, and, you know, what damage has been done. There's probably thousands of kilometres of fencing being done, and thank God I'm too old to do that anymore. But just the cost of it is going to be absolutely frightening. And restocking, you know, I don't know. Look, Queensland runs probably 60% of the national herd of cattle up there, and, I mean, if they've lost 500,000 beasts, you know, just washed away and drowned, it's going to make a big hole in the national herd.
Here in New South Wales, we're suffering still in an intense dry here in the Upper Hunter. We just can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. What kind of stories have you been hearing out of New South Wales? I mean, we were talking about phone a farmer on Monday, taking 5 minutes to give farmers a call, and it feels like, you know, telling farmers that it will be fine is the last thing that they probably want to hear at the moment.
You know, in New South Wales, you know, you've got areas sort of west of Cobar. It's just nothing. It's just like you just said, just rocks and dirt. And I don't know how they're surviving, but, you know, we do our best to help whoever we can.
How are you going getting hold of hay and feed at the moment? It was a struggle for a while. Is it getting harder and harder to get it at the moment, or?
Well, it's probably get harder now because of this thing that's happening in Queensland. But even in South Australia, I heard on one radio program that South Australia just about run out of feed now, or hay anyway. We're sort of changing tact and using different products now.
And one thing I have picked up this week, while there is all of this devastation and all of this heartbreak, speaking to a few farmers again on the phone of Farmer Day, you know, a few of them say, you know, while we have it really bad, you know, we're going to run out of water by the end of the week, there's still people worse off than I am. That the ability of a farmer to still be proud and to still be thinking of others, even though they are, you know, in such a challenging situation themselves, it's hard to comprehend a little bit.
Well, yeah, a good example of that, Jess, is even yesterday, you know, we put in a plan for Brewarrina, just northeast of Bourke there. And one of the farmers out there phoned me yesterday and said, look, Brian, that allocation is set out for me. Will you keep it for those poor buggers up north in Queensland? Mm.
That is incredible, Brian.
Well, they're incredible people, mate. You've got to take your hat off to them.
Yeah.
And they should be so proud of what they've done and stuck in after this horrible drought and now floods. I mean, it's just a continual battle. And I don't think a lot of people fully comprehend what these guys or girls go through. It's a terribly hard life at the moment.
It is. And lastly, before I let you go, Brian, there's been a little bit of talk amongst our politicians for a plan from 90 years ago called the Bradfield Scheme to get some water to drought-affected areas of New South Wales, for instance, from Queensland right now down into the drought-affected areas of New South Wales. There's also been talk about building more dams in New South Wales and a whole lot of water infrastructure. From your perspective, what do you think needs to be done in terms of that sort of stuff?
Well, Jess, it should have been done 90 years ago, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well,
when
yeah.
The country, the place could afford it then, and Bradfield was alive. I mean, it's the guy that built the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I mean, he wasn't a dill. He knew what he was talking about. But unfortunately, politicians just haven't had the will or the, I don't know, haven't had the guts to take on big challenges like that. I mean, nothing's been done in Australia since, what, the Snowy Mountain Scheme. Mm. I mean, nothing at all. It's just we've just had pathetic governments. Gutless politicians.
Yeah, certainly something, as you're right, should have been done 90 years ago. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if somebody wants to get in touch with Aussie Helpers or with yourself, what's the best way to do that?
Just ring our office, mail on 1300 665 232 or just go to our website, Aussie Helpers.
Fantastic. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, Jess, nice to talk to you again, mate.